This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Imagine this for a minute. You're handed a script. The moment you're born, it's told you how to behave, what success looks like, and who you're supposed to love. But what if that script was never truly yours? Well, Lisa Kirkman is a local author, podcaster, and authenticity coach whose book, Burn the Script, Unleashing Your True Self, has become a bestseller. Lisa, welcome to Drive.
Thank you very much for having me. It's awesome to chat.
It's such a powerful title, Burn the Script. What does it mean to you personally?
Well, when I came up with it, it's about tearing, you know, I think about tearing up the arbitrary rules that we're given that we don't even know. And my wife and I were driving in the car and she goes, you just got to burn it down. I went, burn the script.
I love it. I mean, it's true, isn't it? We're given this. I mean, even if we're not handed a physical script, there's all this pressure to perform to these expectations, isn't there? How's it feel when you burn it?
Oh, look, it's scary as hell. And it's at the same time, it's equal parts liberating and freeing, but it is incredibly daunting to do. And you don't even realise, I guess, you know, for most of your life that you are following these things until you realise you're like, oh, I can make my own decisions. That's novel. But it is very freeing. But it is also incredibly, incredibly scary and daunting.
Something that I love is that you write about is saying, checking all the right boxes, but you still feel empty. That's so true, isn't it? There's so many boxes and you think, well, I'm accomplishing things, I'm achieving things that everyone expects, but I'm empty.
It is that feeling like I'm not enough and I don't fit in my own skin. Like, when will the next thing that I achieve be enough, that I will feel like I have fit? And you can keep chasing and never actually get to that until you're like, that's not the thing that was ever meant for me anyway.
Lisa, have you had, what's the reaction been like from readers?
Yeah, really positive. People are like, giving them different perspectives to think about. And, you know, I've had people who've read it from their 20s to their 70s and realising that not everybody has the same path in life or the same opportunities, or that it's even easy. Like, one of the sections of the book talks about the introvert's journey, that, you know, most of us want to be introverted, but the world is full of, you've got to be an extrovert to fit in. So how do we find our place within that? So people have found a lot of parts that have hit home, appreciated my honesty in my own journey and just things that I've worked through as well.
When you look back, Lisa, you know, before you wrote the book, and I suppose the self-awareness that comes with it, do you reckon you felt exhausted?
Well, bone tired. I couldn't figure out why I was so tired all the time. And it was from, you know, wearing this variety of masks and trying to fit into roles and desperately trying to be that square peg that you find the round hole that you do fit into. And it's exhausting mentally, emotionally, spiritually, every way possible.
If you're just joining us, we're chatting with best-selling author and podcast host Lisa Kirkman. Her new book, Burn the Script, it's all about breaking free from the roles society writes for us and embracing who we truly are. Now, you said it's not a self-help book. It's like a reckoning. What does that mean for readers?
Well, it's not a 10-step plan to have your ideal life. It's more about read the book and sort of digest the bits that hit home for you about where you can make, you know, look to make change in your own life. And it doesn't have to be, you know, turning your whole life up. Be very small, minute steps that only you know that you're doing inside that help you reclaim that ownership of your journey. So it's kind of making you aware, and then what you do with that from there is up to you. But it's not like a 10 steps to have your ideal life.
Lisa, you grew up in a rural town, I understand. How do you reckon that places extra pressure, or that extra check boxes, I suppose, as to what you're supposed to be like compared to, say, someone in a city or in the city?
Yeah, like, I grew up in a small country town in the 80s, and, you know, for me, my journey was about coming out, and that certainly was not the done thing. I'd never heard anything spoken in about people who were gay as other than slurs. So you were like, well, I'm not going to be that. And, you know, all the good girls went to the school. We learnt bookkeeping. We became admins. We got married. We had kids. That was the thing. So it is hard if you're in a smaller community. I think it's maybe attitudes have changed now, but even if people decide that they don't want to, you know, take on the family farm or join the family history of being doctors or lawyers or whatever, it's still very hard. I guess, you know, no matter where you are, but the smaller communities can make it harder.
What does your wife say now that you've burnt the script?
Well, she's very ecstatic because she gets the whole unfiltered, authentic version of me, which is great. And it was through, you know, having someone sit across from you and hold space to have big and hard conversations that let me do that, rather than like, you know, just, you good, you good, everyone good, we're all good. You know, it's rather than going, what does that mean? So, you know, I'm blessed and she's very happy that, you know, she gets to have a front row seat to me discovering my true authenticity and like what I'm supposed to do, and now help other people along the path as well through coaching.
You've got you've got a front row seat to yourself too now. Is that exciting?
Yes, it is. Like I said at the start, it's scary, but it's also exciting. And now, you know, I've kind of always kept myself a little bit hidden, but sort of putting myself front and center with this book going out and sort of going to some sort of popularity, it's like, whoa, now I had to work through that stuff for sure.
Lisa, is it the book itself? I mean, it's not just aimed at, say, people who are struggling with sexuality, is it? It could be anything about not being your authentic self.
Correct. In the book, I talk a lot about, like, there are different scripts. I've given some example ones, whether it be the sort of person you're supposed to marry or the sort of job you're supposed to do or the career progressions and those sort of things. It can even be as innocent as, like, I support the Broncos. Well, why? Because everyone in my family has for, you know, 100 generations. I don't even like football. Why am I doing this? So it's those things. It's not necessarily about, you know, big identity life changes, but it can be as simple as the sort of food you like to eat and the job you like to do and the people you like to hang out with.
We're chatting with Lisa Kirkman about her book, Burn the Script, all about breaking free from the role society writes for us. I'm just reflecting as you're talking, Lisa, and I'm thinking about, I'm talking myself, my experience of doing careers to meet other people's expectations and get approval and all that sort of thing. It's exhausting. It's a lot of energy that goes into it, isn't it? So what would you say, I suppose, to someone who is a bit younger and perhaps is heading down a path based on other people's expectations, what would you say to them?
I think the first thing is that they have to recognise is that the validation is not ever going to come from anybody else. It has to be acceptance. The validation love has to come from you first. And when you can look at yourself and go, yeah, I'm okay with me, then it doesn't matter what anybody else does or doesn't think or says or doesn't do. It makes it easier to sort of let that stuff go and leave them with it rather than having to feel like you've got to carry that because you're seeking that. If you'll never get enough validation from someone else, then to fill that hole, if that makes sense.
Lisa, you mentioned it's scary, of course, when you do want to discover your true self and who you are, and it is scary. And what would your advice be, I suppose, to someone who is feeling, you know what, I want to read the book and I want to get rid of these expectations that have been loaded up on my shoulders. They're a weight I want to get rid of, but I'm really frightened to do so, because for a lot of us, it's not easy. There are lots of consequences that you can encounter when you do become your real self. What would you say?
Well, the first step I take clients through I run a program, an authenticity blueprint. The very first step is defining your values. What fills your cup? Who you are? Who do you want to be? And then it makes your decisions as you navigate the path very straightforward, because you can remove emotion going, does this align with who I am and who I want to be? Yep, great, I'm going to go for that. Or no, okay, well, that's a full sentence. It's a no. So I think having some time to sit with, you know, and really dig into who am I and what matters to me. And that's the foundation then that lays your pathway to be able to take bigger and bigger and bigger steps as you go.
Lisa, great to chat with you. Well done with the book. And thank you so much for sharing it on Drive Today.
Thank you. And I appreciate your time and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. That is Lisa Kirkman, author of Burn the Script, Unleashing Your True Self.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.